Hello, and welcome to the Thriving Practitioners Coaching Blueprint, Module 1. So this audio goes with a workbook entitled Get Set for Success. And the name of that file is NEPT Coaching Blueprint 1.1. So both of these go together. To get the most from this workbook, please set aside about 90 minutes and have the workbook printed out and have a quiet space for yourself. There are going to be some times where we're going to be pausing the recording to do a bit of work in the workbook and then come back together and see what you wrote. The Thriving Practitioner Coaching Blueprint is broken into three sections overall. The first section, we're going to focus on finding clients. The first section, finding clients, is three modules starting with this one. So the first module is Get Set for Success, which we are in right now, and we're going to take a broad view of what a coaching practice could look like, some things that you may want to have in place for the future, and what that might look like later compared to right now, what you need to just get started. The next module is going to be called Connecting with Clients, where we get clear on which clients we want to attract, where they can be found, and how to nurture connections that can lead to working together for maximum results. And then we're going to look at where your client is at in every way. And we'll discuss the challenges that might be facing them, the different points where people are most likely to reach out for help, and where you would like to fit in for them, and how best you would like to help them, depending on what they need along the way. Section 2 of the program is about coaching clients. So we have a section about forms administration, intake forms, assessment, pre- and post-call forms, online forms, paper forms, and whatever they each need to have included, how to best deliver them, and how to keep track of the forms before and after you send them out. Finding client motivation. So we're going to work through finding your client's big why, helping them commit to their next steps, keeping their motivation high, and identifying obstacles to truly coach them along step by step. We're going to take a look at your coaching style. So what draws you to coaching? What is the essence of your style that differs from anyone else? What is the flavor, the tone, and timbre of your coaching? And how does that feel to clients? How does your communication feel to them? How is your writing? How is your spoken word? How is your listening? What are some of the most common coaching styles? You know, everything from boot camp to just gentle empathy. And where do these different methods fit in? And what's going to work for you? And we're going to kind of delve into that and figure out what your coaching style is. We're going to talk about running sessions, the logistics of running sessions, how to run them in person, how to run them online, how to run them on the phone or any other way, and what to expect in the different settings, some things that can happen, and how to get yourself set up. We're going to talk about handouts and educational materials, which we're going to introduce in this first module as well, but we're going to come back to in module 8 and look deeper at them. What can you include in your handouts when you're using these done-for-you handouts that Dr. Rita Marie has included in NEPT? They're a great way to get started, but you might decide to create some of your own resources as you go along. And so we'll discuss what would be best to include in different forms and when to use them. Okay, section 3 of this coaching program is going to be about growing your coaching business. We're going to start by finding accountability partners within the NEPT program. We're going to talk about how to have a productive accountability relationship where you both can challenge each other. And we'll talk about session offerings. So what would you like to offer? What types of sessions do you see yourself offering? What could that look like? We're going to dream a little vision together and see how that can fit into your practice. And then we'll talk about coaching programs when you're ready to create not just a package of random sessions, but a package of sessions that's designed to help somebody lose weight or balance their blood sugar or balance their microbiome, whatever it is for you. But so for now, let's take a look at getting set for success. In order to do that, you can follow this coaching program module by module, go from the beginning to the end and just, you know, make sure all your ducks are in a row, sure. But what would be even better is if you could just get started with the resources that you're downloading along with this module today. You already know enough. You know more than you think, and you can help someone get to their next step. There are so many people that need help right now and that are asking and reaching out for help that you will be able to find somebody who is the right person for you to help. We're going to take a look at some of the things you might want to have in place long term, and we'll talk about some alternatives that you can just use right away to get going. So in this module, you'll want to watch the presentation and take any notes needed from that. I go deeper into the done-for-you resources that Dr. Rita Marie has provided and how to use those with your clients. You can make sure that you've located everything and downloaded everything for this unit, and you've got all the spreadsheets and all the resources. It could be helpful to get a physical folder or binder or even an online folder just so that you can put all of our coaching materials in one place that you can easily access. And so for this, you're going to want to listen to this audio module and have the workbook ready to really complete the work. Okay, let's turn to page 11 of our handout. Let's go over some of the done-for-you resources that have been provided in this unit. You can have a really good look at them on the video, but let's just briefly go over them so that you're aware of what else you're going to have. There's a practitioner resources master sheet, which is a done-for-you handout. It's like a handout of handouts. It's a spreadsheet with links to all the educational resources for your clients, to assessments and scorecards, to lab testing resources, and to some supplements that are clean or as clean as possible. There is a client resources tracking sheet that you can use to keep tabs on what you've recommended to somebody. So let's say you gave them an assessment on a certain day, some kind of a blood sugar assessment, let's say, and you can keep track of when you gave it to them and when they completed the assessment. You have a list of priorities where you're able to decide, okay, well, this client's managed gluten, but now it's time for them to have a look at blood sugar, let's say. And so you can say blood sugar is the number one priority, adrenals are the number two, and thyroid is maybe the number three. And then you can tick things off that they've managed already and that need to be managed as your next priority. It's just good to have something like that so that you are aware of the next steps educationally for your client too, so you can get handouts and resources and recipes or whatever they may need ready for them. There are a couple different session notes templates to have a look at. You can use the ones that we've provided as examples, or you can create your own based on that. So you can keep track of each session so that you can send your client notes from each session and findings and recommendations, action steps and things like that. Keep it simple and easy to read. And then the last spreadsheet is the Master Health Tracker. And this is an everything in one tool. It really is, that from everything from client diet diaries to values and visions and goals to keeping track of labs that they've done and scores on assessments and scorecards, and so that you can kind of have a barometer for them over time and see how they're doing, which things are improving or which things may still need work. You can keep track of their supplements and supplements that have been discontinued and new ones that you're recommending, all on this master tracker. It's fabulous. So make sure that you download all of these sheets. Let's turn to page 12 of your workbook. This is a list of some things you may be thinking that you need in order to start coaching, but you do not. So you may be thinking, I need an online booking system or software, but you do not. You can just get started by talking to somebody and using your phone or your calendar or your, you know, notepad and just making a time to meet. It's as simple as that. But when you're ready to have a booking calendar or system, here are some that have worked really well for other people. A lot of people use Acuity. I use Calendly. Really like the interface for setting that up. It just was really easy. And you can also, you don't have to even go this far. You can just get a Google Calendar, and that is a good start. And from there, Once you have a few clients, you can get started with a calendar system. You may want to create all of your own branded educational resources for your clients, and you can do that in time. I just recommend doing that as you go along with whatever you need. Having something like the checklist can really help because you can kind of plan ahead and go, okay, well, next week I'm going to need these three handouts, and you can kind of do them one at a time rather than putting the brakes on and not helping anybody because you want to just create all this content first. So you're going to create content on a need basis. So a payment gateway. Okay, you've got a bank account. Probably. If you're listening to this, you've probably got a bank account. You probably have PayPal and you probably are able to accept e-transfers. Let's just leave it at that for now. If you already have a payment gateway set up, fantastic. If not, it's not something you need. People are not signing up for the buy now button, although you have to keep it easy for them. People are signing up for your help. Over time, it is going to be extremely valuable to dedicate big chunks of time every day to marketing and maintaining connections with current and future clients, for sure. Online meeting software. I've included Zoom and Google Meet and something called Zoho, which is a competitor to Zoom. So you don't need to be using Zoom. I find it really handy for clients to be able to record the calls themselves so they can go back and listen to the recordings. And so there's less, you know, sending recordings via email and stuff after the session. So for that reason, I like to use Zoom over something like FaceTime. That being said, FaceTime works. And even meeting someone in person can also work for you. Having some intake, tracking, and assessment forms can be a wonderful asset. Remember that we have those as done-for-you resources, and I recommend that you use them right now and just get started. Of course, as you move forward, when you get too busy to handle these tasks that we just talked about, you can get help. Outsourcing the things that are not your strong suit or things that you're not the best at or that you just dread doing can be a way to make your business work long term. You don't need a personal assistant in order to get started coaching. Okay, so other than the reasons that we've talked about, why coach nutrition? You may be thinking, well, I just signed up for this program because I want to go really deep and I want information. I want to understand the body. I want to understand how nutrients work. It was for my family. It was something for knowledge. It was something that I'm working on. Okay. I would like you to consider coaching. I would like you to consider helping others. You are now a custodian of this knowledge of how to take care of your body and how to listen and how to understand and how to assess and how to go deep. And you can use this to help people. When you do that, you're going to be doing work that is intrinsically rewarding because you are helping people in a measurable way every day. If that's not enough for you, here are some other things. You can control your own schedule. You can problem solve creatively. Every day is different. It's so rewarding to work in a field where every day is different and you get to use your skills in a new way and be creative with solutions and help people. You get to define your goals. You get to decide how successful you are through deciding and action, right? You get to choose. You're in charge of your life. You're in charge of your business. Okay, we're going to turn to page 14 now. We're going to do a little exercise. This is a brain dump. So I would like you to list on these empty lines everything that just really vexes you about reality. Everything that you would like to see changed in the world. Not necessarily just related to nutrition, but things that just like get your blood pumping, wake you up in the morning, something that you believe is very important. Anything that just you would be willing to stand up for no matter what. I would like you to write this on this page. I'm going to give you time to just pause the recording, and then I'm going to meet you back here when you're done. So please just fill up the page. There are no stupid things to write. Just with some people, I think like my brain doesn't have a lot of creative juice sometimes. So I just need to write for at least 5 minutes until something good comes out. And the first few minutes of what I write, it's just nonsense, or I'm not proud of it. And so I have to just go through that. And then after that, that's where the real gold and the real learning comes in. So please pause this and fill up this whole entire page with things that you would like to see changed about reality. Okay, let's go. Okay, so I'm going to assume that you've totally filled up this page. And if you haven't, stop and do that now and then come back. Okay, so if your page is totally filled up on page 14, I would like you to circle the three most important things that you've written down on this page. Maybe it is violence. Maybe it's prejudice. Maybe it's famine. Maybe it is right to food security. Whatever it is, I'd like you to circle it. These are things that are important enough to get up in the morning. Okay, and we're going to move to page 15 here. Okay, now this may take a little bit more time. I would like you to brainstorm how nutrition coaching can actually make a shift in those areas. How can, for example, nutrition coaching help people to be kinder to one another? How can nutrition coaching help people to have freedom, or to be closer to God, or to be closer to their families? How can nutrition coaching help children learn better? Whatever it is that you're passionate about. We have four spaces here. So you have some space to write something extra, just in case you circled something extra, which I always do. Okay, so I want you to please pause this recording and fill in page 15. How does your work as a nutrition coach make an impact on the things that matter most? Okay, I'm going to assume that you are done that. We are going to scroll back to the bottom of page 13. I would like you to choose the most impactful thing that you wrote on page 15 and see if you can amalgamate that into some kind of sentence. Maybe there are a couple things that you wrote on there that you want to put together. This is not for you to say in an elevator. This is not for you to say, well, hi, my name is Steph and I work with blah, blah, blah so that I can blah, blah, blah. No. This is for you to know why you're even bothering doing what you're doing. Okay, so I want you to pause this recording when it's time and just write in some kind of a sentence or a short, no more than three sentences, like tiny paragraph about why I coach nutrition. Bottom of page 13. See you when you're done. Okay, I am so excited to see what you wrote there. Maybe you can share it on the Facebook group, or if you already have an accountability buddy, maybe you can share it with them. Okay, so we're going to go to page 16 of our handout here. On the top of page 16, it says, your best client. And you've probably, if you're like me, you've taken a bunch of coaching programs before, and you've talked about your ideal client, and you've dream them up, and you know what they're going to be wearing and where you're going to meet them. Okay, this is my pragmatic ideal client Venn diagram. Okay, so they must be, first, logistically and personally possible for you to coach, right? So maybe they can only meet at midnight for you, or at times outside of the times when you've designated that you're willing to work. Right? And if you said you want to only work afternoons and they want to meet at 8 in the morning, I want you to really think about whether they're logistically possible for you to work with. Are they able to pay you? those sorts of logistics? Do they have a computer or a phone, or are they able to meet you in person somewhere? If someone is not really logistically able to meet with you or to work with you within the bounds of your business, you're welcome to still coach them, right? But that is outreach work. That is volunteer stuff. So that doesn't really fit into like your business relationship with your client who we're looking for in this module. I encourage you to find somebody who is coachable, and you can use Dr. Rita Marie's ready and willingness assessment for that. Are they open? Are they at least 8 out of 10 committed? Like even 7 out of 10, if you can work with them, you might be able to get them to an 8, right? And really help them to understand and find the motivation for making these lifestyle changes. But if they're even a 7, it's kind of like, meh, yeah, I'd like to, whatever, lose some weight or have some less body pain, but yeah, I'll probably do it. You know, it's really good to have someone who's at least an 8 and someone who is willing to listen to you. Someone that doesn't like steamroller you in your sessions. This is going to be different for everybody, right? Because we each have our own things that motivate us. We each have our own different abilities and our different coaching style. Just like some people will not be coachable with our coaching style. For instance, part of my coaching style is to just listen and listen until the person talks themselves around in circles and is finally repulsed by their inaction and does something about it. In order for this to work, they like need to be one. They need to be willing to sort of pay because it takes a lot more time, but it will work for them eventually, right? Because they'll come to their own conclusions. They need to be willing to pay for the sessions. They need to be able to show up. They need to be able to get nothing done for a period of time, you know, and this is part of my style, and I've come to respect that about myself. But I know if they want me to keep giving them stuff every time and filling their bucket, that's not going to work for me because I don't want to give people stuff. I want people to make real change. So for me, that's not a coachable client. So make sure that you have a client who's coachable for you. And this is a lot of this is sort of instinctive, but you need to trust yourself. And then on top of logistically feasible and coachable, see if you can find a client that actually moves your big why forward. Is your big why something to do with education and child welfare? Is this person connected to that in any way? Just think about whatever your big motivation is and who you're working with and see if you can find somebody that fits right in the middle of that Venn diagram there. If you know somebody like this, if you can picture this person in your mind, if it's someone that you already know that has a name, someone in your life, even if it's someone who you can't help because it's, you know, your sister or your father or your uncle or your colleague from a different job or something like that, I would like you to still, this is just for you, write their name down in the notes at the bottom of this page and maybe make a little note of what it is, why, how they connected all of these dots for you. It can be really, really helpful later when you're writing any material, when you're doing any marketing, when you're talking to people, when you're looking for your ideal coaching voice. Okay, so let's look at page 17 of 24 here. This page is about safety for you and your clients. Now, you already know this, but only offer what you're qualified to offer. And even though we've all had the same basic training, we all live in different parts of the world. So it's on you to figure out what you're allowed to offer where you live. And just because you're not offering something doesn't mean that a client can't find it themselves working with you. You know, you don't have to prescribe something in order for them to know about it. And so it's just always finding the edge and staying well away from it while still being able to offer as much as you can to your clients as possible. But so that's on you to figure out what is legal where you are. So don't diagnose or treat anything online. So it doesn't matter what kind of license you have. Don't meet someone on the internet who you don't know and tell them what to do. It is just bad practice, right? And likewise, nobody should be looking on the internet and finding some guru and taking all their advice, right? They need to also do their due diligence. So that's part of our responsibility. We're not going to diagnose or treat anything online. And you're going to get emails. You're going to get emails from people. They're going to say, my poop looks like this. What should I do? This serious thing happened. My child has these skin lesions, photo, and they're only 5 years old and they're suffering. What should I do? You cannot diagnose or treat anything on email. This is a person reaching out for help. This is a person who would be great for you to work with as a client. But nothing productive can be done if you've never really met them. So have a clear disclaimer. It's always good to have a disclaimer. We're going to take a look at Dr. Rita Marie's disclaimer here. So if you look at page 18 of this handout, the information in this presentation is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional and is not intended as medical advice. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information from the research and experience of Dr. Rita Marie Lascalzo and the experts who have contributed. We encourage you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional. This presentation is provided for informational purposes and only, and no guarantees, promises, representations, or warranties of any kind regarding specific or general benefits have been. And okay, so you can read this yourself and you can have a lawyer look over it and adjust some of the wording to make it fit for you, right? I remember David Wolf's disclaimer, something about any use or non-use of this information is, you know, solely the consumer's responsibility. So find something that works for you and that you are comfortable saying, but also have it checked over by a lawyer, right? Have it checked over by somebody who knows. This protects your clients as well. Okay, so in order to be true to yourself and everything that you have learned and to be fair for each of us to each other, we are going to charge money for our sessions. Yes. you can check out the video that goes along with this module for more about that. And we're going to go much deeper into that in a later module. But for now, some of the types of sessions that we're going to be talking about are sort of the enrollment or discovery session, which we're going to talk about in another module, a 45-minute coaching, sort of general coaching session where there's no lab analysis going on. There's no great history taking, though, of course, there's always going to be a little bit of back questioning. So a lab analysis, comprehensive assessment or history. We were talking about doing a 297 to 350 investment in the beginning for this type of session. And for the 45-minute coaching, we were talking about doing 150 for this. Dr. Rita Marie said, you know, if for some folks, they're not comfortable starting at that and they'd be more comfortable starting at 97, and that's okay. And just work your way up to be sort of on par with what the other NEPT trained practitioners can expect. In this program, we're going to be talking about putting together packages of sessions. We're going to go deep into that in a later module, but just know to consider 997 and no less. This is like a bargain basement price, right? For a package of seven sessions with you when you consider the investment for those individual ones up there. Probably moving up to $1,297 or something like that would be ideal in the short term. Let's have a look at what a seven session package would include, the way that we're envisioning it here. So this is exclusive of the enrollment session. So you've already had an enrollment session. They've said yes, they're going to do a seven session package. So then this is how that might look as it rolls out. So a comprehensive history of their chief complaints and an evaluation. So maybe it's a self-evaluation or maybe it's the whole thing is history taking. This is definitely a 90-minute session with a good hour of prep and follow-up, right? During this session, you're likely to give them some action steps, and you're probably going to recommend some testing for them. Maybe some lab work that they can do with their practitioner or get at direct labs or something like that. So then the next session, which might not happen next, but might be a couple later, just depends on when they get these labs done, would be some kind of a lab analysis, including but not only stool, blood, chemistry, organic acids, hormone testing, any testing that's a specialty for you inside the NEPT program or something that's outside the NEPT program. Maybe you specialize in hair analysis or something like that. And yeah, so that would take up a whole session as well, in all likelihood. And then there would be several coaching sessions, just working with a client to get to their next goal, depending on what that is, or milestone, one step at a time. And it's really important at the beginning of this kind of package to outline clearly what their vision is, what their goals are, some SMART goals, specific and measurable. And we're going to go into that again later on in this coaching program. At the end of your 7-session package, there should be some sort of reassessment. So this is an opportunity for clients to assess their progress toward their goals and celebrate their accomplishments and understand how far they've come, and then what is still to be done, and how working with you can boost them again to their next level from there. On page 21 of the handout this week, there is an idea for a flow of how a session may go. Just one of the coaching sessions that are not a lab analysis or a thorough history, right? It includes sending a reminder to them beforehand with the link, coming early to the call, make sure you're ready, glass of water, pen and paper, even if you are using an online system to keep track of your notes. Make a connection with them at the beginning of the call. Share a genuine warmth and joyfulness and happiness to see them. And if that's comfortable for you, it can very much help the know, like, and trust factor and help them to be able to open up to you. You can celebrate their successes. It's really important to do at the beginning of the call as well. And then you can assess their progress with the action steps. Like, don't be afraid to ask them, so how did you do on the whatever you were going to do, dental appointment you were going to book? How did you do on the eliminating carbs in the morning or whatever? You'll give them some coaching, and you will have identified what their next steps are, and you can provide them some educational materials and give them only and exactly what they need to accomplish their next action steps to move forward to the next level. You don't want to hand them a copy of Grey's Anatomy. You want to only give them their next action steps. And so some clients, and you might need to tell them in the very beginning, it is not my job to tell you everything about these nutrients. It is my job to tell you enough to have you move forward, right? And so that's really important. We don't want to give them information. We want to help them take action. You can follow up with any recordings or notes and post-call forms that are required. And that's one example of what the flow of a session might look like. We have some more in-depth session flows that we're going to look at later. But this is enough, I think, to get you started, right? The most important thing is to make that really strong connection at the beginning of the call, celebrate their success, work with them where they need work, but always have an overarching plan where you are in control of the sessions. So you're not coaching reactively, you're coaching proactively, and you're going to move them through the things that you worked out together that are important, those goals. A good coach can change a game. A great coach can change a life. Okay, it's your mission now to find someone to help. If someone has appeared on your doorstep and you don't feel like you're qualified to help them, guess what? It's your job to help them. They're there. They've been presented to you. They're asking for help. If you really can't help them, please refer them to someone. But when somebody shows up on your doorstep, it is sort of part of our commitment in learning this material that we are going to help people that do that. Where are you going to find these people on the proverbial doorstep? At the grocery store, yoga class, social media, meetup groups, restaurants, health events, social events, music events, nature, sketchbook, bodywork, pharmacies, running, biking clubs, wherever it is that you go, that you get into a conversation where somebody wants this information from you. Not super good at like the dinner table or at a restaurant when someone's eating one of the things that you're about to tell them not to eat. Really good when they're coming to you and saying, you know, wow, how do you do that? How do you make this? How do you, I noticed this and this. And people will be asking you these questions because I know that you've made huge changes in your life at times in your life. Maybe not just during NEPT, but prior to that as well. And no doubt people have, in their way, asked you for help. And the most important thing here is that you can hear that they're asking for help and you can turn the conversation around to a genuine interest in them and what they need and what you can do to be of service to them. I guarantee you will find somebody to help with this approach. I'd like you to take this box at the bottom of page 23. Write down some ideas about where you can find some clients. Where is it that you frequent? What are some online forums where you participate? Where are some places where you've noticed people asking for help in their way? Maybe you would like to do a cooking demonstration or do a talk locally or something like that. This is something that we're going to get more into in future modules, but if that is something that right now is calling to you, maybe you want to, you know, book a room at the library and go down and talk about vitamin B5 and stress, and maybe you want to talk about vitamin C and the immune system or something like that. And you just feel strongly like this might be a great way to meet people, then I encourage you to do that and follow through with that. Okay, there's one more page at the end of this workbook for you to just take any notes, anything that maybe seems unfinished from here in your mind, something that you want to follow up on or something that strikes you as important to do in the near future, maybe some questions that you had about the material that you'd like to ask Dr. Rena Marie on the next group call, or you'd like to ask me, then please take some notes about that on page 24, and I will see you on the next module.